I'm all right. How are you doing?
Congratulations. Third season of Australian Ninja Warrior. Are you finding the contestants are even more conditioned, or are you finding that there are many more Australians who go, I can do that, and just basically turn up on the day and you're thinking, oh, you are going to fall off at hurdle one?
You know what? A bit of both. I think the competitors that were here in season two have got better for season three. We saw, I mean, some of the bodies last night that appeared on the screen, weren't they? Wasn't it just glorious viewing for parts of it?
I tell you, I was sitting on the couch being like, I really need to lift my game. I thought I had a pretty decent rig, but I got put to shame last night.
Lift your game or lift a weight?
Yeah. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. They were incredible.
Yeah, some of them were really great. But the thing is, and which you'll see tonight, is that a couple of the guys that, guys and girls, that maybe, you know, you underneath their T-shirts, you won't really know what's under there, but you walk down in the street and you're like, you wouldn't even think twice, you know, that they're really fit people or whatever. A couple of those, you know, make it very far in this competition. So they're the ones to look out for, not necessarily the guys that have got, you know, muscle upon muscle upon muscle.
I love a good underdog story.
There's a few underdogs in this series. So, yeah, it's a super exciting series. So many people watched it last night. We were so happy and we're back on tonight.
Now, Beck, I'm interested to know, when the cameras are off, are you sort of having a go at the warped wall or the salmon ladder or what, some of the obstacles down there?
Obviously, I like to kick off my high heels and I like to put on my sneakers.
Yes.
And, especially when we're on the dinner break, because, like, we haven't done enough of shooting for, like, 5 hours straight and calling straight. I like to not sit down and put my feet up.
That is dedication.
I'll tell you what. It's very dangerous on the set of Australian Ninja Warrior. We have, you'll notice that Ben Fordham and I are in a tower commentating. And it's pretty high, the tower. And I tell you what. There are a lot of stairs going up.
Yeah, that's
up to the
a workout
top of that,
in itself.
That tower. So I could do a hamstring this series. It's on the cards. Me doing a hamstring, getting up the top of that tower.
Also, the pyrotechnics that are happening behind you. I'm like, just sort of like, what is going on?
Yeah, I know. And it's really hot. Like, it's cold in Melbourne, but it's really hot when the pyrotechnics go off. And they are.
Oh, I love it.
Loud. Someone said to me, it's like, oh, I've seen the promos and. You know, is that all fake? Like, is the set fake? You know, the aerial shots? I'm like, fake? What do you mean fake? No, it's like a proper course. Like, and they're like, no, but isn't that done like, you know, just computer? I'm like, no, it's not just a film in Hollywood. It's like a legitimate set.
It's the only problem in 2019 now. We question everything because we see so much that's been photoshopped and manipulated online.
That's true.
I do want to touch on your own little ninja warrior, talking about Ruby. I've seen the videos on Instagram. Have you just baby-proofed the house? Because she is up on two legs and she is motoring.
She is. She's not. She still likes the wall as her comfort, and you know, a few things around the house. But actually, I just measured her because someone said to me the other day in the park that she's not properly walking, so she was just crawling around on the tan bark, eating the tan bark, which is not ideal when you're in the park.
Proud mother
and
moment
this lady
there.
Came up to me and said, "You know, mum's just chat. It's a very social place. The park. I like it." And she said to me, "She goes, oh, she's really tall. How old is she?" I said, "Oh, she's." Nearly 15 months. And she's like, oh, right. And her girl was 18 months, walking around quite well. And she goes, oh, she's really tall. She is. So I thought, oh, I better get the measuring tape out. I haven't measured her for a while. And she's, and I measured her. And, you know, they give you a little graph when they give you your baby book.
Yes.
So you can plot their growth and plot their thing. And she's like, she's in the 98th percentile. So she's going to be quite tall, I think, unless I stop feeding her and she stops growing.
So she's going to be a future Australian basketballer or netballer if she keeps it up.
Something like that, yeah. So she's quite tall. Lean, so she's unlike her mother, but she's quite tall. She's quite tall and lean, so there you go.
Or a 2030 Australian Ninja Warrior contestant.
Oh, yeah.
It is back on our TV screens tonight on Channel 9, in front of the show. Beck Madden, thanks so much for joining us. Chat to you soon.
Absolute pleasure.